things work out.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be quiet.
And say, your brother's son, he would be your...
My nephew.
And a child has lost his mother and father. It's a...
Orphan.
Now, just been put in an orphanage, any different name for it then, or just still an orphanage?
Well, most just a children's home or orphanage.
And what about the person that the court appoints to look after the orphanage? It's legal.
Guardian.
And say if this town is full of all your cousins and your parents, your grandparents, your children, you say your nephews and nieces. Well, this town is full of my...
Kinfolk.
Or you might say, well, yes, she has the same family name, and maybe she does look a bit like you, but actually, we're
no relation.
There's someone who comes into town, and no one's ever seen him before. He's a
stranger.
And would it matter from how far away he came?
No.
What if he's from another country? He's
a foreigner.
Ever heard that used for anybody who's not actually from another country?
Well, in kidding farms and so forth, a lot of times they, especially the people that came here from Georgia, they used to call them or say, oh, you a foreigner, just as a form of kidding.
Those people from Georgia, did you ever hear them called crackers or anything?
Oh, yes.
Like that? Any other kinds of names like that you hear?
Georgia peach.
What exactly does cracker mean, do you know?
I have no idea.
Do they have any names for, like, say, people who just, say, white people who just are kind of worthless, won't work, won't do anything?
Well, most of the time I think they're called worthless white trash is what name that I've heard most of the time.
Do you ever hear, the word hillbilly, you ever hear that much around?
No.
What about, say, somebody who comes into the country from the city? I don't know anything about country ways. What do you call him?
Country hick.
What about just the opposite? If he's a city fellow and comes out in the country?
City dude is what the Jimmy call him.
The term Hoosier, ever hear that?
Yes, especially for people coming here from Indiana.
So that's actually like
a state name. Yeah, a state name, I know.
And there's any other numbers. Oh, the term redneck, you hear that?
Hear that all the time, and this is mostly, I think, applies to the younger generation now, more to the type of the is that funny? I can't even think what I'm trying to say. Well, anyway, this cloud that went off, you know, we're going to live on the free of the land, and you know what I'm talking about.
Hippies.
This refers to more or less hippies or people that have no character.
That's something, a term that wasn't really used much in your generation at all.
No. Mm-hmm. Neither one.
Let's see. A child is born to an unmarried woman, you say he's...
And a legitimate child.
And what I want to do next is just get you to say some names, you know, names of people and so forth. And see if I can't try to get you to
okay.
say. This one I can always get. The mother of Jesus is...
It's Mary.
And you remember George Washington's wife was... Remember, okay, the crucifixion, and Mary went to the tomb, and remember the two women with her?
Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Or remember Jesus used to go visit...
Mary and Martha.
Yeah.
Martha.
Let's see, this is one I can't ever ask. Can't ever get out of here. Remember the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines? A woman's name after that?
Yeah, I don't even think if I can remember.
Oh, it's a nickname for Helen that begins with an N.